Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live. Hello, everybody. We're here with Walking on the Word. My name is Nate Barber.
And I'm Eddie Kennedy.
And we are happy to share with you. We began this thing a number of months ago, talking about what do you do in the storms of life? How do you keep your focus on Christ? We talked about when Peter stepped out, he didn't just walk on the water. He walked on the word of Jesus. When Jesus said, come, Peter stepped out on that word and walked until he got his eyes off of Jesus and put it on the wind and the waves because they were bearing down on him. And once he did that, that's when he began to sink. But I love Jesus' response. He didn't condemn Peter. He gave Peter an uplifting hand and said, come on up here. He did say, you know, you have little faith. Why didn't you have faith? And I think there's something we can learn from that how do we have faith? Well, we keep our eyes on the Word. We keep walking on the Word, even in the midst of circumstances. We don't look at those circumstances to find our truth. We look at the Word where truth is revealed. And so we want to talk to you about the Word and the importance of the Word. We've been studying that here at the church through Pastor Matt's series on the breath of God. We've been talking about the Word a lot. And so how does the Word play out in our finances? Why is that important? What are your thoughts, Eddie?
Well, I tell you, the Word of God, if we look at God's Word, I mean, that's really the book we go to. Mm-hmm. I'm in business. You've got a business slant yourself, and you're also in ministry, and I got a little ministry slant myself. But we don't just look at ministry books or books on business. We can actually find truth in God's Word that helps both of us and would help everybody who listens to this know what their purpose is, what God's plan for them is, and they can base it on something that is life-giving, something that is everlasting, something that will always succeed, something that will always work. And that's really the Bible, God's Word. So when we find our truths in there, if we can dig them out of there, understand them, then live on them, boy, what a difference it makes in our life and in the world around us. Because we can't trust in what we see. Right. And we can't trust in the economy on the earth, or we can't put our trust in that kind of stuff. We have to put the full weight of our trust. We have to rely on, we have to depend on something that's solid, something that's really going to hold us. And that's what I'm staking my eternal salvation on, is what the Word of God says. I am really staking my here and now and my future on what the Bible says. So if I'm really going to stake my eternity on that, I can find something in it for me today that's going to prosper me, that's going to keep me healed, keep me safe, keep me protected. And when we talk about in the aspect that we're doing here in our finances, we're going to dig in and see what God's Word says about that. And we've been doing that. And then how to put it in our life. But that's where we have to draw it from. It has to be God's Word.
Absolutely. And we talked about, you know, you and I just got back from Camp Overflow. Hashtag speak. We had a great time there with a bunch of students and a bunch of adults. And your session about the Word, particularly words of life, speaking words of life, really can be applied to finances.
Yes, it can.
In a huge way. Mm-hmm. And I believe it can be applied to every aspect of the Christian life. But we can go through those. We had some arrows that we used, up arrow, a down arrow. Arrows pointing at each other, and then an arrow pointing out. And so, briefly take us through an idea of what those entail.
Okay, well, we first started, because my session was on words of life, and I started off talking about words, what is words. And it's so interesting that when we go back to the very beginning of the Bible, the very beginning of the book that we are basing everything on, we see there that God said, God spoke some stuff. It wasn't what God was thinking. It wasn't he thought the world into existence. It wasn't that he dreamed the world into existence. He spoke the world into existence. And then even when he made man in his image, he said, let us make man. He said that. He said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And he gave him, through his words, he gave him authority and gave him dominion. And then he later told man what he had given him. He spoke it to him again. It's very interesting we see that it's all about speaking. And so I had this thought that really a spoken word trumps everything. Mm-hmm. When I say something, that word trumps stuff. I mean, really, that's how I got born again,
right?
Is I believed in my heart and I confessed with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says, by my confession, it's made unto salvation. So it is really what I said. It's what I said with my mouth. I believed it on the inside, but I said it with my mouth, and that's what got me saved. So we look at words and these spoken words, and then I looked at life, and you know, it's just because God's word is alive. And so I had fun with that at camp because it's alive, you know, it's full of life. What does alive mean? It's living, you know. I was having fun with it. Then I took it to the point where what do we do with our words? And then I really played off this phrase from when I was a teenager, and none of the teenagers there recognize this phrase at all, but I said, word up.
Word up.
Word up. I mean, so my definition of word up is where we would talk to God. Now, primarily how we talk to God is we praise God and we pray to God. And so we praise Him and we pray. But in the aspect of praying, so many people take the time to pray to God. I get all these Facebook requests all the time about praying for this, pray for that. But really, the basis that we want to talk to God about is something that He's already said to us in His Word.
Yes.
So we go back to the written Word. But what we're doing is we're taking the words that are written on the pages and we're saying them back to Him. We're speaking them back to Him. Because He's the one who authored them. He's the one who said them. Or He's the one who had somebody say it on His behalf. Mm-hmm. So we just repeat His words back to Him. Things He's promised us. Things He's told us there in the Word that He would do for us or that He has done for us. And I talk to Him, and that's really what the prayer is I talk to Him about what He has said. And I just repeat it back to Him. I actually will quote it to Him, how He said He will prosper what I put my hands to do. He'll prosper me when I come in and when I go out. He'll prosper me and, you know, in the storehouse, the basket, food in my body, food in my field. So many things He said to me in the written Word, I'll say it right back to Him. And then I take after I spend time praying, which is just basically talking to God, then I take the praise and I thank God for it.
Right.
I thank Him for hearing what I said, because 1 John 5:14-15 says that I know if I ask something, how I know that He hears me is if I pray according to His will. And if I prayed according to His will, then I know that He hears me and He also grants to me what I've asked of Him. So then I spend some few minutes, because if I've done that, then I praise Him, thanking Him for hearing me and thanking Him for what He is doing or what He has done or what's working right now that I can't see with my physical eyes, but I know that God is doing it. So that was what I called Word Up.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.